Good afternoon, morning, evening, whenever you are. This is Neville Mind Tricks, your friend in the Nevillesphere. There's been a few episodes that I've recorded since the last one, Mean Mugging. But there's been two episodes since that, but user error. So you probably haven't seen them yet. So I'm going to try to remember what they were and do them here real quick. Fueled by coffee, brewed by the hand of God. BuyMeACoffee.com/MindNeville. Thank you to those who've contributed. All right. So quick update before I get into the mean text messages. The update is with the no fill in the blank November. What I chose to do was to take a hiatus from the social media. Yes, take a hiatus from the social media. So if you happen to follow me and you've seen less posts or no posts, if I'm doing this correctly, you know why. Because I love helping people. I love putting things out there. But at the same time, if it's all yourself pushed out and that's making the energy better, good long term, because I could still do these podcasts. And the thing about it is, and you may or may not have some familiarity with this. I know there's been some things up there, but it's been, social media has been likened to a slot machine. You may or may not have ever gambled, but I'm sure you've seen a slot machine on TV. You heard somebody talk about it, or maybe you've walked through a casino before, Las Vegas or anywhere else. So anyway, people put this money in the slot machine. They push it. They get three cherries across the board, they get a prize, they roll their first one, they get two cherries and win a specific sum of money, and they're like, wow, if I did this on my first try, then can you imagine if I just try a couple more times? And there they are, hours later, less money, some ups and downs, and really got nothing out of it. Who knows, some people win money off of these things, but I'm pretty sure those are few and far between. All right, so a little bit about that update. So let's talk about the mean text messages. I was having a conversation with someone and they received what they found to be a really harsh, mean text as of out of the blue. And they were really upset about it and rattled and went on and on and on and engaged the individual and just went back and forth. So I kind of innocently said to myself, wonder what I would do if I received a random message. And big surprise, within a week, I think, I'll give you some background. So there's this individual trying to do business with me, nothing Neville related, nothing corporate job related, something different, and just didn't work out. Nice enough individual, but just not really something to pursue. It wasn't a win-win in any stretch of the imagination. So the other day, this person called me, and funny thing, I remember as a kid, whenever the phone would ring, my brother and I would compete. We would sprint through the house, or if we were outside and we could hear the phone ring, and say the whole family was outside for whatever reason, we'd both sprint and look like the cartoon where both would get stuck in the door jam, but we'd want to get to that phone first and answer it, because it was so exciting. I don't know if it was a mystery of not knowing somebody was calling or whatever it was fun to answer the phone. Now, maybe I'm in shared company, maybe it's just me personally. Whenever my phone rings, I get so annoyed, even if it's something work-related or... It's very rare that I get excited when my phone rings, put it that way. I don't know. Neither here nor there, just is what it is. So anyway, I got a call, I just ignored it, and then I was in the other room, left the phone in the other room, the kid just fell asleep for a nap, and the phone was ringing uncontrollably, and I was far enough away that I couldn't get to the room on time. I thought I'd wake up the kid, fortunately it didn't, and I'm like, what the heck is going on? And so I looked, I didn't have this person's number saved in the phone, but I knew who it was. I'm like, okay, cool, that's So-and-so, I really have nothing to talk to them about, so didn't really follow up. And then the other day, last week, I received a text from this person, and I was swamped with work, up to my eyeballs in work. Plus, as stated earlier, I didn't really feel like engaging in any kind of conversation, so I just left it as is. And then I think it had to have been within 45 minutes to an hour, I got this huge paragraph nasty gram from this person, a lot of accusatory things and whatnot. And so I sat there, I looked at it, I kind of broke my state of flow and being productive and whatnot with the work, and I'm like, that's interesting. And I could have done a quick knee-jerk fast response, said some smart aleck comment, possibly engaged in the in some rabbit hole of things that both of us probably wish we didn't say a day or so down the road. I could have blocked them to prevent any further messages from them. I could have called them and gave them a piece of my mind, but I did none of those things. I simply ignored it. I'm like, that's interesting. Cool, I'm busy with work. Went back to work. And so here's the Neville out of all of this. Nasty messages. So I don't know if you caught this in the story. I actually manifested that nasty message. Yeah, believe it or not. Why would you manifest a nasty message? Well, I don't know, but I did. All right. So yes. And I master manifested it, planted the seed by saying, wonder what how I would react if I received a similar type of message. And there you go. Might be overly simplistic to some, but if you know Neville, that's the planting of the seed. And then Neville mentions that the only power we have, if we don't have the free will, like the action, work hard, you know, all the things that are out there, buy my course and work hard and it's all in your mind, blah blah blah. It is all in your mind, but the only freedom, Neville says, that you have is the freedom of reaction. And as I mentioned, I think I mentioned three different ways I could have responded to that, but I picked the fourth way, which was to just do nothing. Actually, I went a little bit beyond that. Another thing Neville talks about as well is you could do a revision. So I revised that. I got a message from this person. Hey, thinking about you. Hope you're well. I wish you and your family a very joyful, prosperous, loving holiday season. And I responded back with a, you as well. Glad to hear you're doing good. Take care of yourself. And that's what I revised, and that's what it was. Easy peasy. Whatever squeezy. All right, so today you got a quick update. Feel free to share yours or anything else you have in your mind. And then a good practical day-to-day approach, Nevillistic approach of a situation that can come up, whether it be your fault or not. Caring is sharing. If you found value, you know the thing. Feel free to let family, friends, neighbors, or complete strangers know about this podcast if you think they could get some type of benefit out of it. And for now, let us go into a silence. A silence where you are better than anywhere you've ever been in the past. Maybe it's a place you've never been before, and you just know all the ways to react, revise, and be wise because of all the prosperity coming to you now, today, and onward into the future. Enjoy the loving music-filled silence.